All right, VoiceOver Body Shop, it's Monday night. You're here, we're here. We've got a great guest, Joe Davis from Voice Actor Websites and VoiceOver Review. We're going to talk about all sorts of cool stuff to help you with your voiceover business, business-wise. Nothing to do with your voice, per se.
Well, it's a very important part of running a business, and we're going to cover that tonight.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. VoiceOver Body Shop.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together, in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, the superstars of voiceover today, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Ants Land Productions, where you can get a killer demo. Source Elements, who bring you Source Connect, Source Connect Live, and Source Connect Now. VoiceOver Extra, your one-stop site for voiceover resources. Vizzy Demos, your audio demo never looked so good. VO2GoGo.com, announcing camera-ready you. VoiceOverView.com, your voiceover business made simple. And the VO Dojo, take your voiceover career all the way.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS.
Thanks, audience.
All right, a lively audience. And we have a very large studio audience tonight.
I know.
Hundreds of people have come into our studio.
Hi. Hey.
And you too could be here if you wanted to be. If you're in the greater Los Angeles area, which apparently all these people are.
And if you like people. This is a good place to
yes,
be.
If you like being warm, yeah. This is the place to be. That's right. Anyway, so I'm back from WoboCon.
I'm glad you made it.
I did. Just barely.
Just barely.
And as you can hear, we like, remember from VO Atlanta.
Yes.
We had we told the gathered crowd when we hosted the opening event, use your indoor voices.
How did that go for you this time?
Well, as you can hear, you can actually still hear me.
You're a little hoarse, but just
a little
you're
bit.
You're still
but,
there.
Yeah, but you know, it's like you go into a noisy place and you're like, "Hey, let's talk about your home studio," and suddenly you're gone. Yeah. Then we did karaoke on Saturday night.
Oh boy.
And it was like, what song am I gonna sing? You know, I could do a Bowie song. No, I pick "Hit Me with Your Rhythm Stick" by Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
Which I don't know that song at all.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me. Hit me.
Nobody else in the audience knew it either, and it was amazing. And I have video evidence. Which might surface at some point.
And God help us all. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. A real love fest, people finding out about WoVo. And we'll talk a little bit more about it in the next segment with some of the other people that were there. Because we have a bunch of people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all made their way across the Mojave Desert and back here to
particularly hot desert this time of year.
It was really hot out
there. Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for...
And now, the VoiceOver Extra VOBS News. The latest and most comprehensive voiceover industry news. Brought to you live.
All right, if you were able to start your voiceover career again, what mistake would you avoid the second time around?
It's now still you, my friend.
Oh, experience might be the best teacher, but if you're in the early stages of your career, you could save years of frustration and start earning more money sooner by paying attention to advice from pros and teachers.
Longtime VO Paul Strickwerda, and I'm looking down here because I lost the screen, has especially thick skin and doesn't mind admitting to 7 big career mistakes he says he made. In a new article now on voiceoverextra.com, Paul details what he did until he knew better.
All right, number one, putting on a voice. In other words, trying to sound like someone else. He says delivering a speech rather than a conversation.
Number two, auditioning for everything under the sun. He said he had the silly idea that the more he auditioned, the greater chance he'd have of landing a job. Now he says, only take on what you know and what you can pull off while developing your range.
Number three, not delivering pristine audio. Paul says he took too long to create a professional recording space, and as a result, auditions had dog barks in them and went in a trash bin. Of course, as a VOBS groupie, you already know all that, right?
Number four, approaching VO like a hobby. Come on. Are you serious about business? Learn how to run it.
Number five, being reactive rather than proactive. You can't wait for jobs to come to you. You're in the driver's seat, so steer your career.
Number six, trying to reinvent the wheel. You can't do it all, so don't even try. Outsource what others can do better than you.
And number seven, not charging enough. Tell me about it. Paul says he thought low rates would get him more work. Turns out the low rates branded him as a desperate beginner. Paul has more to say about these issues, and you'll find it all in the article now at voiceoverextra.com, along with many hundreds of other career-enhancing articles. That's at voiceoverextra.com, your daily resource for voiceover success.
All right, high five.
All right. Cold read teleprompt. When you walk in late from a long drive across the desert, you don't have time to rehearse these things like we ever do.
Let's be honest.
Anyway, what's going on in tech?
Yeah, well, you know, I stumbled on a mic that I'd already known about, but, you know, I see these cool products promoted at all the trade shows like NAB and NAMM and all this. But to see and hear one being used in the real world, you know, you want to get some more perspective on the product. So that was the Shure MV88. It's a lightning port mic, so it plugs into an iPad or an iPhone.
Oh, very nice.
Made by Shure. And I have to say, it was very, very impressive. The first thing that struck me as being impressive was the low noise of it.
Very
a lot of these
important.
Little
yeah.
plug-on mics or portable mics, that a lot of them are marginally, if not even as good as the mic built into an iPhone.
True.
You know, they work, but they're not particularly better. This is one of the first ones I've heard that actually is better sounding than the mic in the iPhone or the iPad, clearly. And another thing that's cool about it is it's a versatile microphone. Now, that may not be what you want as a voice actor. You don't maybe not want a lot of versatility, but it does do cardioid, hypercardioid, stereo, and it also does omni and like a side-by-side bidirectional pickup pattern, mm-hmm. all in this little compact mic. It also has some DSP built in, so you can actually adjust the sensitivity of the mic. You can turn on a limiter. And it's very, very flexible, because a lot of the other USB mics that you plug into an iPhone or an iPad, you just kind of get a gain control and that's about it.
Right.
So I was really darn impressed with it. One of my clients was using one. I heard her audio samples and I thought, while I wouldn't want to use it as my primary mic, having it plugged into the bottom of an iPhone, this mic kind of plugs into the bottom and sticks out toward you. You can tilt it back and forth to the direction you need to pick up. You can hold the phone like this, read your script, and have the mic pointing at your mouth, like right over here,
right,
all at the same time. I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes a lot of coordination to read script off of a screen this small and control recording, but it did it.
Especially for me, I can't read quite that
yeah.
close.
You'd have to good eyesight yeah. to read off your yeah. screen, but it worked.
Yeah, I was talking to a lot of people over the weekend at WovoCon, and they were you know, asking about, well, what's my road rig?
Yes, yeah.
Like,
did you bother with a road rig on a trip like this?
I actually had to, because yeah. I actually had a client that wanted me to do something. I'm like, I'm going to be in Las Vegas. I
yeah.
might have access to a booth.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I got to record it. As I'm opening the door to the booth to walk out, the phone rings. It's my client. I need to add a couple of lines.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yeah.
And then he does it again. So like, I need to end.
So you had access to a booth at the
conference? Yeah, there was actually a booth there made by a company called QC.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have a chance to talk about it before I got
heard
in here.
Of QC, yeah.
Oh, they're in Sacramento, I
nice.
Believe.
Another little thing I wanted to tag on, it's just a topic of backup. And I'm not talking so much about data backup, but I'm talking about equipment backup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a voice actor who does live directed sessions, that is, they're getting directed on phone patch, ISDN, Source Connect, any of these technologies where you're being listened to and recorded live by a studio or on your own end and being directed, you need to have backup systems, because you can lose a job. You can lose a pretty big and significant job by not having your studio ready to go at the time of the session. You have to be like, it's one thing to record on your own schedule.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother thing. It's a big step up in, I would say, difficulty to be the guy who records directed live.
Right.
You know, the clientele expects things to just sing, you know? So what if you've got, you're like 5 minutes out before an ISDN session, for example.
Right.
And your ISDN line goes down. What do you do? Going to do? You better have a plan. Better have a plan.
Like have Source Connect or something like that. To
have
make
Source
sure.
Connect lined up. That's correct.
Right.
Have access to an on-demand bridge, which Source Connect offers now. IPDTL offers on-demand bridging.
Mm-hmm.
You need a system that's going to give you that ISDN connectivity in the pinch that you need it.
Very cool.
You also need to have possibly a backup computer. It doesn't have to be a super high-end computer, a brand new computer. It can be an older PC or Mac that you have around. Just something that you know you can plug into your audio interface, have up and running and recording.
Not a problem around here.
Yeah, not a problem here where I can see with an eye shot and
computers. There's a few in here.
But yeah, you want to have a secondary computer. And having a secondary computer is not such a big deal these days. You can have an older laptop computer. Just make sure it's all ready to go. Test it. Make sure it's up to date and running correctly. That's something that's really, really important to have.
Excellent.
You might even have a portable recorder device that you can have on hand. So if everything goes down the tubes,
right,
you can record on something like a Zoom H5 or right. something like that.
Yeah. Or as we say, this is your announcer. Have one of these just in case.
Exactly.
This is your
so
announcer.
Backup just gear, backup software, backup connectivity. And as always, back up your data. Back up your data. Use some kind of online up to the cloud or local hard drive data backup system like we use on the Mac. Time Machine. Windows has like an equivalent that's automatic. Use it or lose it.
All righty.
Use it or lose it.
All right. Well, Joe Davis is our guest tonight, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking with him about websites and about VoiceOver View, which is a new CRM program out there. And we're also going to be viewing your website. So if you would like, in the chat room, give Jack Daniel the URL to your website. And mm-hmm. if you want it rated or at least looked at and some critiquing or some comments by Joe Davis, who is the world's greatest voiceover webmaster, we'll do that in
Now's your chance.
A little bit later on. So do that. Be gutsy. Take a risk. Let's see if we can help you out here. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about WovoCon in just a minute. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on VoiceOver Body Shop.
What do your target clients see when they listen to your audio-only voice demo? Your clients are creating visual content. They live in a visual world. They think visually. To make a strong impression, your voice demo needs to meet them where they live. Now, your voice demo can make a strong visual impression when it's a Vizzy visual voice demo. A Vizzy demo takes your audio-only voice demo and adds a visual component, making it instantly more memorable to your prospective clients. The audio track of a Vizzy demo demonstrates your voice work like only your voice demo can, while the video track tells your story, reinforces your brand, and delivers the call to action that an audio-only voice demo simply cannot. You went to all the trouble to have your voice demo showcase your work. Now, go all the way and showcase your brand, too. Book your Vizzy visual voice demo at VizzyDemos.com.
Alrighty, always wanted to give VoiceOver a go but didn't know where to jump in? The VO Dojo's Summer of VO is for you. It's the virtual VoiceOver summer camp for grown-ups. Remember when summer meant you could just play and learn and find something new? That's what we'll be doing all summer long. It starts with a free 2-hour workshop on Wednesday, June 28th. That's coming up 2 days, where they'll share some basic concepts and give you a powerful tool set to start exploring how to make any place of copy your own. Any piece of copy. Oh, yeah. Then the fun continues as we dive in for 8 weeks with our Summer of VO weekly workouts. We'll meet virtually once a week starting July 11th with workouts for all levels, combining group coaching, self-direction skills, working with pro guests, and mock auditions in a variety of genres. So whether you're completely new to VO, have been exploring on your own and want an inspiring fresh perspective, or just want to get the heck out of your closet and work and play with other super cool voiceover people this summer, jump into the VO Dojo Summer of VO, a seriously fun virtual voiceover summer camp for grown-ups. Go to their website now, vojodojo.com, and sign up. Alrighty.
We'll be right back right after this one.
Learn the latest in voiceover technology.
Business.
And good old-fashioned acting.
Hey, Paul, I really like your suit. Where did you get it? It looks good on you.
This is VOBS.
In a world of audio, two men knew what they were doing, or at least they have you convinced. They put the BS in VOBS.tv.
Thanks for joining us once again for another episode of VoiceOver Body Shop. Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
VoiceOver Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.
You're still watching VOBS?
You're watching VOBS.tv. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people like
and was really cool.
I've been dying to hear about it. I mean, we literally haven't had a minute to talk about
really
it
haven't.
Since we got here.
Yeah, no, it was at the Tropicana, at the corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right.
Right behind McCarran Airport, my least favorite airport in the entire world.
Really?
Fortunately,
flown into Philly too often, I'm assuming.
I've been in Philly.
Okay.
McCarran is much worse. Every time I land at McCarran Airport, no matter, you know, if I'm flying across the country, I pick up my phone and I text our good friend Dave Crevassier, who's the anchor at KLAS in Las Vegas, and say, I hate this airport. And he always texts back, not as much as me. That's where I got to always fly out.
Oh, man. So even the locals don't like it.
No.
Okay.
Especially with all those planes flying over. Uh-huh. Like at that apartment that we rented at NAB last year. I'm trying to
slightly
record
plane-ful.
Every 20 seconds.
I will remember
that. 20 seconds. Okay. Let me record this piece of copy.
Planes near the convention center, not the best. Hotels near the convention center.
No. But we had a good time anyway. But anyway.
So what was like maybe one or two like real highlights that
There was the karaoke.
Yeah, of course.
There was that. But there was a lot of great sessions there. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe led a session, Joe Davis. We had some guys from Google there.
Oh, really?
Explaining AdWords in AdSense.
That's cool, because that doesn't make a lot of sense until you've been trained on it. It's a little overwhelming at first.
It was right after lunch, so I was like...
Collapsing.
See, if I have problems with this, I just ask Joe Davis about it. Take care of this.
You have an answer, man.
I do. That's the most important thing to have, is a great webmaster who knows this stuff.
Yeah.
But they were really cool, and people were like... writing every single note down.
Can imagine.
That was like having some rock stars come to your convention.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was really cool.
What department, Joe, were those guys from? at Google.
So they're actually they're a part of the AdWords
team, but they're a level up from the team that deals with just the everyday businesses. So they
you said
deal
the AdWords team?
AdWords.
Oh, AdWords.
AdWords. So AdWords is the pay-per-click advertising division of Google.
Yeah.
Google's worth something like $600 billion.
Yeah.
And 97, 98% of that revenue comes from advertising. And so these guys work with the clients that are, they want to take advantage of advertising and they have the dollars to do it, but they don't know how. And so they're really, really top-notch.
Oh, far up. And these are contacts that you had made prior to the event. You knew about these guys?
Yeah, yeah. So we actually brought them in.
Oh, fantastic.
David from Google, I've known him for years. He's a great guy. In fact, when I introduced him, I said, Pat Sweeney is the nicest guy in voiceover, and David Sanchez is the nicest guy at Google. And it's true. We have these great stickers. I don't know if the camera's on me, if you can see.
Do you have a Pat sticker?
Yep, got a bunch. We've got these pat on the back stickers. And when someone does something nice for you at the conference, you stick one of these on their back, or Pat Sweeney. And so the guys from Google were so excited about this that they asked to take them back. And they said, everybody on Monday at Google is going to have one of these on their back.
No way!
So Pat is now famous at Google.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Pat's a great guy. And of course, he's flying back right now, so he's not watching the show. He'll
back
see the replay.
Toronto, right?
Toronto, Ontario, mm-hmm. Canada.
Toronto.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah. Great voice, great guy. Let's see, what else did we do there? Well, let's see. There was, I got to teach a couple of things. We talked about voiceover.biz.
Yes.
And about studio approval, which you and I are involved with. And people were like, but.
Were they surprised to hear what they heard, do you think?
They're following through on the application process, and they're intimidated by the idea of having their studio approved by the likes of you and me and Uncle Roy and Cliff. And,
I can understand that.
Yeah, and it was like, don't be afraid. It's an educational experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're promoting it as, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. The food was really good.
Oh, good.
You know, the lunches that they provided were great. We had a shareholders meeting that we were able to talk with our members and tell them everything that we were doing. There were some great vendors there. I was telling you about QC booths, and Edge Studio was there. Joe was there with Karen and his assistant, and they were telling people all about the stuff they do. Comrex was there.
No kidding. Okay, great.
And he actually sponsored one of the days. It was great. So thanks to Comrex for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And but mostly, I mean, I shot some video, but it's only video of everybody hugging and going,
Maybe you throw that up on the VoiceOver Body Shop Facebook page.
I will do that. Yes. Because it was all just hugs. I mean, it's a lot of people who we don't get to see each other a lot.
Yeah.
Except for virtually.
And voice actors are shut-ins.
Yes.
So when you get a chance to see each other, it's kind of a big deal.
And Bev Standing continued to win at the slot machines.
Is that kind of like her thing?
At the first WovoCon, Pat and I followed her around from machine to machine, cash it out, boom, and she did it again. So she was like bragging and showing me all her tickets that she was using to cash out with. I'm like, darn,
no fair,
you know. And then what they say, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
There are other things to stay in Vegas.
Okay.
Like your cash.
Yeah. Well, that is.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, it was a great time. It was just great to see everybody. We're really close on the executive board at WoVo, and it was really great hanging out and
that's fantastic.
Seeing people like Anthony, our good friend Anthony Gettig, who was also
from Michigan.
He came in from Michigan, met his wife for the first time, seen her on the screen a bunch of times on Zoom when we have our weekly meetings.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I get to finally meet you.
Is she kind of involved with what's going on?
She peeks her head in and says, what are you doing?
Oh, okay.
It's sort of.
That's her level of involvement.
Yeah. No, she was in Barstow because Anthony's daughter lives in Barstow.
Oh, okay.
So they were in Barstow. They came to pick him up and that sort of thing. All right, this is getting way too personal. But
I know.
Those of you who know Anthony know what we're talking about. One of the nicest, wonderful people on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Was there anybody there you saw in person that you were really surprised that you didn't think you were going to see?
No.
Who do you think came the furthest?
Somebody came from Colombia.
Oh, South America?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, not South Carolina.
Not Columbia University?
Yeah, no. Or Columbia, Missouri. No, it was Armin was there. Armin
Hirstetter
was there from Bodalgo. And we had a number of lot of Brits there, mm-hmm. which was really nice. And
yeah.
And when I sang "Hit Me with Your Rhythm Stick," they all were like, "Good choice." Anyway,
fantastic.
Yeah, Joe Davis is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Anybody have any? Jack, you were there.
I was.
So tell us, what was your experience like?
My experience was that I showed my underwear to everyone.
It's true. I can verify that.
And Joe, I think was probably mostly the cause of it. But that's another story entirely. But honestly, it was fantastic. I met so many people I've only talked to online. Had a really great time. Got to help the great Dan Leonard. And like you said, it was lots of hugs and screams and squeals. Mostly from Joe, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, Joe is quite the lively dancer.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Swing is... is it swing or...
Swing, salsa, merengue, hustle, fox.
Oh, you tango,
international.
Yeah,
he does it all.
Holy cow.
You know?
By the way, Bev Standing, not only is she lucky on slot machines, but she is an amazing dancer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
As is Catherine and a bunch of other gals.
And great singers, too.
Multi-talented.
Yeah. So it was very... Well, hey, you get performers... Some people just stepped up to the mic and they were fabulous. You know, I think Julie Williams ran a session. A lot of people attended that. There was a lot of good stuff. You know, mm-hmm. one-page business plan. You really should join World Voices organization because we're the industry association of freelance voice talent. And we're here to educate you. We're here to make the public, the people who hire us, more aware of the professionalism of voiceover. And, we're there to help you out. We're here to advocate for you. And we're here to make sure that you learn how to be the best professional you can be in this very professional business.
Mm-hmm.
So join that up. Go to worldvo.org. .org. Jack, you got another one?
One more comment. No less than Joe Cipriano says the first piece of advice he gives voiceover people who come to him for questions and workshops is to join WOVO. So that's something to
keep. Cool.
That's a pretty ringing endorsement.
It is, you know. And we can't believe we're up to 830 members worldwide now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we started that just...
These are 830 members that are... Working voice actors,
yes.
Or kind of a mixture?
Well,
of
it's mostly pros, but we have a lot of associates, people who are trying to build themselves, you know, into a voiceover career. We're helping them and mentoring them, and we're looking, making sure they're learning how to record properly.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So you can join WOVO as a fledgling voice actor.
You can, as an associate member.
You don't have to be professional yet, quote
yes.
unquote professional.
Yes. So join up, world-vo.org.
Nice.
All right. All right. We'll be back with Joe Davis and talk about your websites and some of the stuff that he's up to. Again, URL to your website. Send them to Jack Daniel in the chat room, and we'll talk about that. So don't go away. We'll be right back here on Voice Over Body Shop.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the home studio master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the home studio master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
I wanted to talk about our dear friends at Source Elements. They're the creators of Source Connect and so many other things. And we've talked about a bunch of their products, but I want to come back to home again and talk about the one that I think is the most valuable to voice actors, and that is Source Connect. Their version of Source Connect that's the most affordable, easy to access is Source Connect Standard. And this is the tool you want to have if you're ready to connect with studios that are playing at the top level of the game. You know, they're doing big national commercials, even regional stuff, affiliate work, you know, that sort of level of work. You really want to have something like Source Connect. And you can get Source Connect Standard basically as a monthly subscription now. You don't have to buy it up front. So it's a lot easier to get into Source Connect Standard, easier than it's ever been, and certainly less expensive to get started. You have to have an iLock account, but the good news is you do not have to have an iLock USB key anymore to use Source Connect Standard. It uses your actual computer as the iLock key, so the license goes wherever your computer goes. So it's a little bit easier to get started. You don't have to have that extra piece of gear to get it running. And you can get a 15-day free trial right now. Go to source-elements.com and get signed up. And if you start signing up in the next couple of weeks, you might see a friendly face on the website explaining how to use Source Connect and some of its other systems. So take a look at the sponsored VoiceOver Body Shop. See you in a minute. And we're back.
All right, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. We have our audience with us.
Give us some applause, everybody. Yeah. Come on. Let's feed our egos, please.
Give us the energy to continue doing this magnificent show. Anyway, it's time to talk to our guest. He's been with us before. He's a webmaster. He is apparently an amazing dancer and just an all-around super smart guy. Joe Davis from Voice Actor Websites. Welcome.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, George.
Thanks for coming.
To be here. Yeah. My pleasure.
Good to have you in the flesh and not just in Florida and stuff.
And the slightly dehydrated flesh. We spent 5 hours in the car driving through the Mojave Desert.
Yeah.
And Dan's a great driver. And thankfully, the car held up. I don't know if he told you about the adventures on the way down, but it almost didn't. At 116 degrees.
I know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
But we don't have to go there.
All right.
It didn't conk out this time.
But good.
Yeah, it was good. Totally different. But the car ended up at a Toyota dealer in Las Vegas for the weekend. And
did it get rebooted?
Yes. When in doubt, reboot. Okay, so first let's talk about VoiceOver View, which is a platform you just launched. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. So the wonderful and brilliant Danny States, who I believe is in the chat room right now and happy to answer any questions.
Hi, Danny.
So Danny and I, about a year ago, realized that we both had similar ideas about the challenges that were facing the voiceover industry. And we wanted to solve them. We wanted to create a solution that was made specifically for voice actors. So a lot of voice actors end up using CRMs, which is customer relations management tools.
Thank you for defining that. I have said CRM a gajillion times, and I'm going, what does that mean again? Customer relations management.
Yes. So quick side story. I graduated high school when I was 16, and my first job that I applied for, they had a list of questions, and it was doing tech support for a company nationwide that they got lots of phone calls, and they handled Dell and Gateway and that kind of thing. And one of the questions was, what does POP stand for when you're dealing with email? And I knew what POP was, but it was the only question that I didn't know the answer to. And I ended up getting the job anyway. But after that, I realized that whatever acronym I came across, I was going to learn what it actually meant.
Yes.
And so, protocol.
Some people call post office protocol, right? Some people call ISDN, I still don't know, which is wrong anyway, because it's K, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know. You don't want to not know when you're being interviewed.
Yeah. So how did you develop this platform?
So Danny had been managing her business via an Excel spreadsheet that her husband had put together for her, and it was great, but it had limitations.
Oh yeah.
And so we really wanted to create something that was cloud-based, something you could access from anywhere, from your computer, from your cell phone, from your tablet, and have all of your information there and be able to take action on it. And so we interviewed other voice actors. We asked the people that are working in the voiceover industry on the periphery what would be valuable to them. And then we built this cloud-based solution. And so it's part CRM, it's part business analytics. It's part of it is that a lot of talent who are just coming in don't have a website. And they may not want to go to the expense of building a website, but if they do it themselves, it doesn't look as professional as a professionally built website.
Yeah.
And so it comes with a free one-page website.
Hmm.
And there's no coding involved. It's just you fill in your information, you upload your demo, you pick what languages you speak, and it's all right there. So it's useful to folks that are just starting out, and then for talent who already have a website, sometimes they're dealing with a project or a new genre that they don't specialize in, and they don't want it to come across like they don't do e-learning, because they do, it's just not their focus. And so they can easily customize this one page to be all about e-learning and then send it off to a potential talent seeker. And so the one-page website is useful to both sides, both to the folks who are just starting out and also the established talent that may have a website but will need something focused for a specific period of time, and they don't want to redo their whole website. Huh. The CRM components, you can keep track of all of your clients, the jobs that you book, your auditions, your audition ratio, how much money you're making, and a whole suite of other tools.
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, I've got it. I'm learning it. You know, I may be really good at acoustics and microphones, but when it comes to working with databases, not my forte.
It can be pretty intimidating.
It is. But
I've played around with CRM tools and tried building my own when I was in college and got spiraled out of control really quickly. I just realized how the more I worked on it, the more features I thought of that I wanted to add in. So the feature creep got way out of control, and I realized how quickly this was going to be a monster. So how do you deal with something, a problem like that, when there's other tools out there, and you know what some of those features that people, voice actors, might need? How do you keep it from being overwhelming, not only to build, but to use?
You have to prioritize. And so what we did is we had a beta period where we had a whole bunch of folks on there testing it out. And items that came up multiple times from multiple people, those became priorities. So if something came up once, then, okay, we're going to put it on the list, but maybe it's not going to happen right away.
Yeah.
And because it's cloud-based, we can roll out new functionality without having people have to update anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so as new things are finished, they just pop into the system. There's no extra charge for them. For example, invoicing is coming, so you'll be able to invoice via PayPal and eventually some other means as well.
Cool.
And that's just going to appear in the system. It's not like we're going to charge extra for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. You kept it simple, though. You know, and designing things for the general public, people don't read instructions and things like that. You made it so it's easy to flow through.
So we have plenty of tutorials. The goal was that no one would ever have to watch them. So if the views was zero, we'd be really happy, because that means that it's intuitive and people get it.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was that you log in and you know what to do. You don't have to read an instruction manual.
Well, that's really cool. Now, if you want to get that, you go to
voiceoverview.com. And we decided we wanted it we didn't want to make a lot of money with a few people using it. We wanted it to be accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's $9.99, or I think
$10 a month.
$10 a month.
Yeah.
Or $96 a year. So we're giving a discount on that.
Nice.
And so far, we've had a really good response.
Excellent. Well, I know that the time that went into developing it, so, and specifically for the voiceover business, which is just really cool. A very unique business we have,
which
has some very unique bookkeeping and organizational needs. So it's really great that you put that
together.
What
are some features in VoiceOverView that are really pretty unique to VoiceOverView over maybe other CRM things?
Well, as Dan said, it's made specifically for the voiceover industry.
Yeah.
And so you've got your genres in there. You know where your bookings are coming from. You have all of the pay-to-plays, your agent, client direct. All of that data is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you are booking work, as you're building a relationship with clients, the system customizes itself to your needs. So, for example, let's say you work with a client and then they haven't reached out to you and you haven't reached out to them within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
The system will say, hey, you haven't worked with ABC Productions. Why not reach out to them?
Huh. That's great.
The component that has to do with pay to play. So you can, the ones that you work with, great. The ones you don't, you uncheck and they don't appear, and you can see your booking ratios. So I audition, 20 times a day on Voice123, and I book 3 jobs. And with Client Direct, 80% of my work comes from that. And so you've got all this data that's really unique to the voiceover industry. Another thing I forgot to mention about the one-page website component is that we have some really neat analytics and tracking in there. And so let's say I'm sending off my site to ABC Productions, and I want to know, have they actually listened to or downloaded my demo? So you can create a custom tracking link, you name it whatever you want, ABC Productions, and they never see it. They never see that name. They don't know that you created a tracking link. But when they open it, you know everything that they did once they get there. So you know that they looked at your site. They know that you know that they listened to your commercial demo. And maybe you thought they were interested in your commercial demo, and you see they also listened to your e-learning demo. So now you have new information to re-engage with them. You say, hey, I know they're also interested in this. Nice. And so that custom tracking is something that we haven't seen at that level.
So that's what's so important about the integrated website as being a part of the tool, as the two are, the two of them are connected to each other.
Right. So the data, it's shared between the system, and there's some interesting system metrics that we built into. So you can opt in if you want and actually see how the way your business is performing compares to other people that are on the system. And it's all anonymized.
Wow.
Excellent.
Do you have any more questions about the nitty-gritty? I got one more bell and whistle question.
Okay, one more bell and whistle question, then we want to talk about websites for a little bit.
Awesome. If you're like an advanced user, and you've got, you know, a really pretty nice website built somewhere else, will there eventually be some way of hooking it in to this system? And then they may call it an API or something like that?
It's a great question. It's something that we're working on.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most difficult problems to lick, I would imagine, right?
It is.
Yeah.
So we're running everything off of Amazon servers. Everything was really clean, really fast. And we want that experience to be the same across any. And when you're dealing with other web hosts, other websites, it can have an impact on that. And so we're trying to address that. Once we do, yes, that's the plan.
It's kind of like when the iPhone came out.
Right.
And it's, this thing is awesome, but it doesn't run a lot of stuff.
Right. And then suddenly there was way too much stuff.
Yeah, they made a phone that was reliable first.
Right.
Then they built the infrastructure, and yeah, that's really smart.
Smart, like Toyota and the Corolla.
Yeah. I had a Toyota Corolla.
So did I.
Now I have a Lincoln Town Car.
You could fit a Toyota Corolla in a Lincoln Town
Probably
Car.
Two of them.
Maybe. Let's talk about websites for a little bit here, and then we're going to start looking at your websites. So again, you know, give us the URLs to your website if you'd like to have Joe give you a little bit of advice about it. But we started voice actor websites a while ago. You were like, what would work in the voiceover business? How I dragged you into this business, I don't know.
I'm so glad you did.
Yeah. But you started voice actor websites, and I'm like, the tagline has to be, your voiceover website should not be a pain in the butt.
I think he used a different word.
I did. It started with an A and ended with an S. But anyway, so What's different about voice actor websites?
So we know the voiceover industry, and we build specifically for that. And we don't just know the voice actor side, we know the talent seeker side. So we have a relationship with production companies, with casting directors, with agents, with ad agencies, and we know what they're looking for. We know how they look at a website. And we also have a really strong relationship with Google. And so there's an SEO component, satisfying search engines. There's a human component, satisfying the talent seeker once they're on your website. Mm-hmm. And then there's also satisfying, of course, the voice actor who has a brand or maybe doesn't have a brand but wants to develop something that at least looks professional.
Right. And it's usually it takes like months and months and months to get a website up. And I think that was the point that, you know, that we were making, that it's because people go to these webmasters and they're doing all of this design work and details and little things that are just like, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that. Is that really important to do? I mean, like you know, I want my face to move on this, and I want the entire thing to rotate. What are some of the weird things that people want?
So important to who?
Is it important to the person creating the website?
Is it, so people's perception of what is important on their site and what's important to a talent seeker are often two different things. And so what are the two things that every voice actor website should have? Demos, because they need to hear your voice, and contact, the ability to contact you. And in general, the more ways to contact you, the better. So I'm a big fan of having contact forms on a website because it gives you some really nice tracking ability. First, actually, if you're putting your email address on your website, if someone clicks on it, it may open Outlook or something that they haven't even set up. And so more and more people,
that's so annoying,
they're using Gmail. Gmail is not an email client. Right. And so they click on the email address, and then they get windows that pop up that say, do you want to install Outlook? And they just say, forget.
Yeah.
And so providing a contact form gives you a way to eliminate that hassle.
Right.
Also, it hides your email address from spam bots.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps most important, at least to me, I'm a big fan of having data. Even if you don't use the data now, eventually you may, and you can't retroactively get that data. But if you start collecting it now, then you'll have it. And so with the contact form, you will now know, as long as you set up something like Google Analytics, which is a free tool from Google, I strongly recommend putting on your site. Shouldn't take more than 5 minutes, and you will get a wealth of data. And again, you don't have to understand it now or even look at it.
Right.
But once you do that, if you set up a contact form, you will know what search terms someone comes to your site on and then actually contacts you. So you know what your most valuable search terms are.
Yeah.
That's gold.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's something it took me a long time to learn these things over the years. And I'm starting to get some of these important elements. And now I'm working for another company, of course, and they're having to worry about this stuff instead of me. But but when I see things that aren't quite right, I've picked up stuff over the years. And you got to maybe change that, you know. Yeah. It's really important to have that.
Exactly.
So those are the two most important things, demos and contact information. But really, a voice actor website should have the following components. If it's a multi-page site, you want to give people a taste of everything on the homepage. If it's a one-page site, then you kind of want to give them a little bit more of everything on the homepage. One-page websites are good for a brand page, if you're using it as an extension of your business card, meaning that you've had some sort of interaction with someone, you say, hey, check out my site, listen to my demos, get a hold of me if you like what you hear.
Yeah.
For things like SEO, they're completely ineffective because search engines and Google specifically, their mission is to organize the world's information. Giving them one page of content, not organized in any way, and when I say organized, I mean segmented into different distinct pages.
Yeah.
It's like saying, hey, you know, I'd like you to read my book, and I'm just going to give you the front cover with a picture on it.
Oh, okay.
And so it's not enough information for Google to organize.
Oh.
But in general, you want to have a bio, and a bio serves multiple purposes.
Mm-hmm.
For a search engine, it gives it more text, and that bio should include words that have to do with voiceover and the genres of voiceover that you do. So it's great that you're a dancer like me, but and you can include that, and I do often in my bios, but you want to also have stuff about voiceover. It also, not only does it help the search engines, but it helps humanize you to the talent seeker.
Hmm.
So they're going to listen to your voice, and then they're going to either leave your site, contact you, or want to learn more about you. And if they want to learn more about you, then your bio is going to give them that context.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of voice actors now that we're starting to work with who they are both sign language teachers for the U.S. government. And it's a really interesting component because they experience language in a very different way than other people.
Right.
And they're incorporating that into their voiceover. And so I think it's a really clever brand or element of a brand that most other voice actors just don't have. So it sets them apart. And their bio is a way of transmitting that to the talent seeker. Another important component is video. So there's a ranking signal. When I say ranking signal, I'm talking about SEO, search engine optimization. That's the process of optimizing your website so that it appears higher in search engines. And one of the ranking signals is called time on site, TOS. The longer someone spends on a website, the better it is in Google's eyes. So if someone finds your website, clicks, listens to your demo, and leaves in 15 seconds, which is not that unrealistic, Google's going to say, that searcher's intent was not met by that website, and it's kind of like a minus one. It's going to count against you.
Ah.
But if someone comes, listens to your demo, reads part of your bio, then sees some videos and says, huh, I wonder what they've done, clicks on one of the videos, watches those for 30 seconds, scrolls down a little bit more, sees your testimonials. And testimonials, they kind of serve the same purpose as when you're buying something on Amazon. You know, you go there, you see five gold stars, positive reviews, and you say, hey, I'm getting something that's really of quality that other people have gotten and know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so testimonials are a good way of doing that. And then your studio information. So if you have a really top-notch studio, you might want to include that, your delivery methods. If you have something that other talent might not have, like access to ISDN or ISDN in your studio, it's great to list those things. And social media, I have mixed feelings about. So the goal of social media, of using social media on your website, is really to bring people to you, right? You yes. want to generate leads. You want to yeah. generate relationships. And when I see really prominent social media buttons on a website, I'm tempted to click on them. I click on Facebook, and then gone. I see my friend...
right, sucked my, right off the web.
My friend John just had a son. Oh, what a cute picture. I go and click on the picture. Then my friend Mary sends me a message. Hey, do you want to come to my party tonight? 15 minutes later, where was I? Oh, it doesn't matter. So social media really should be a way of bringing people to you, not sending them away. And there are effective ways of including social media without sending someone away. So you can embed your tweets. You can have a like button.
What about blogs?
Oh, blogs are fantastic for SEO mm-hmm. because Google wants to see fresh content, relevant content on a regular basis. And when you're writing your blogs, I would use the following rules of thumb. Answer a question that someone that might hire you is going to ask. Think about that. You want to know what the producer is thinking, and you want to answer that question.
Yeah.
And so think about the things that when they're guiding you in a session or something that your agent may ask you, and answer those questions in your blogs. And Google's goal is to show the most relevant result to a searcher's intent. If you have the most relevant result, then that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Another thing to think about is length of the article, of the blog post. So it used to be that 300 words or less was considered thin, 500 you could get away with. Now it's really about 800. Yeah. And so you want to have blog posts that are about 800 words or more. And it's great if you can throw some pictures in there. And when you do the pictures, I would suggest including something called alt text. So search engines, they can't watch video, they can't hear audio, and they can't see pictures. There are some exceptions to those three things, but in general, that's a pretty good way of thinking about it. And so you can include something called an alt text or alt attribute on an image, and it's a way of describing that image for a search engine, and also for someone who's visually impaired and using a screen reader. So screen readers read off a website, and it'll say, this is a picture about commercial voiceover.
Right.
And so all of these things serve multiple purposes, and you really want to be thinking about satisfying human beings and search engines with whatever you do. Mm-hmm. But blogs are a great way to do that.
Good. We got a couple of questions, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to start looking at people's websites, see what you have to say about them. First off, Steve Harris asks, long weekend.
Say that fast three times.
It was hard slow. hi, what databases do you use for your CRM? I have been a master at DB2 IBM and know that up and down. Just curious.
Geeky question. Geek alert.
So we're using Amazon servers. We're using MySQL. And then we're coded in something. There's a PHP framework called CodeIgniter. It wasn't good enough because it was lacking some functionality. And so the community came out with something called Laravel. And it's like the next generation of CodeIgniter. And so it's built in Laravel.
Wow, thanks. I don't know what any of that is.
I'm glad
to have heard some of that.
Exactly. And the lovely Maxine Dunn asks, Joe, in your CRM, can you sort your clients by fields? For example, city, type of business, past booking, revenue, etc.
Yes. Yes.
She's right here.
Yes, you can. So you can generate reports by any field, you can search by any field, and you can sort by any field. And so you can put in notes, tags, all kinds of information that's really voiceover centric. So again, that's one of the goals of this system is that because we know the voiceover industry and it's not made for actors, it's not made for accountants, it's not made for everybody, which most of these CRMs are,
right.
It's made specifically for the voiceover industry, we can really make these fields and the functionality associated with them voiceover centric.
All right.
But that's what also makes it a little bit simpler to set up because you don't have to accommodate every business, every type of user. Yeah.
Exactly. And in terms of bringing in data, so we have some automated import tools that we're working on. And anybody who needs it, we actually will manually map the fields and do it for them. And there's no cost for that.
Nice.
So you can bring over your data from anywhere.
That's great.
All right. Well, lots of people have sent in their URLs. Everybody wants to participate. We love it. And thanks for being with us here on VoiceOver Body Shop. And we'll go through a bunch of those.
Yes, we will.
And I'll take some entertainer's secret and get my throat working again. And we'll look at those websites with Joe Davis right after these messages here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Do you know what your audition to booking ratio is? As in, how many auditions does it take before you book a job? How about your pipeline? Do you know which jobs you've booked? Which ones you've sent to the client for approvals? How about which ones you've invoiced but haven't been paid yet? Do you know how much you booked this month compared to last month or last year at the same time? Yeah, these questions might make your head spin. You might say, I'm a voice actor, an artist. I don't have a head for business, and I don't want to spend a bunch of time trying to figure out how to keep track of auditions, bookings, who hasn't paid me yet, and when was the last time I booked with that guy anyway? That's why we built VoiceOverview.com, a simple way to track, manage, and grow your voiceover business. Because after all, it is a business. VoiceOverview was built by voice actors for voice actors. Check it out today and start tracking your voiceover business. VoiceOverview.com, your voiceover business made simple.
Alrighty, a little noisy around your house. Well, you know, it's important to let your significant others know you are recording or doing some critical editing and that you need some quiet and understanding for what is usually a fairly short period of time. Whether it's something as simple as a short cardboard or, with a message scrawled like, recording, or a high-tech multicolor LED VO recording sign like ours, you can activate it remotely from anywhere in your house, letting people know that you are needing some quiet, and it's just really good for your relationships. We can maybe get a shot of that again with the audience cam there, Andrew. And you can see the voiceover recording sign right above the lovely Karen, who is, you can point up to it, right to your right-hand shoulder there. Your left-hand shoulder, I'm sorry. That left. Right next to the microphones there. You can see it. And it will change colors, and it can flash. You can do all sorts of stuff with it. So go over to voiceoveressentials.com and make sure you have one. Everybody should have one of these because it's the way you let people know that you're doing the best thing you can for your family, and that is make a living.
Crucial.
Absolutely. VoiceOverEssentials.com. Thanks, Harlan, for sponsoring us all these years and for coming up with all these great products for the voice acting community. All right, we'll be right back.
Yep, this is VOBS. Proven anybody can have a show these days.
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that... VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us.
All right, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and we've requested people to send in their URLs to their websites. It's going to be fun looking at a bunch of different people's websites.
This harkens back to Demo Derby when we listen to a lot of demos.
Oh, we've got to do that again.
Yeah, I think it might be time to do that again in the next couple months.
I've got lots of thoughts on demos, but
this could be wild, wild websites.
Wild websites. Nice.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to the first one. You got that all set up there, Andrew?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with Graham Yates.
Let me tilt the camera up just a little bit for him.
Okay, why is it not showing Graham Yates?
On your it looks like the image might be frozen. Go ahead and start NDI scan.
Okay, we'll try that again. Converter.
Well, I really like the purples on this website.
What screen is it sharing right now, Dan, on Scan Converter?
Okay.
While you're doing that, so the goal here was to clearly give people an explanation of what the website's about, and then give them a call to action, which is the orange button over. There. This is more difficult than I expected.
It's pretty hard to do, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. Anyway, so on a website, you generally want to give people an idea of what you do and then tell them what you want them to do next. And so that was the goal here. Tell them what you do, what services you provide, and then tell them what you want them to do next.
Again, you were saying that it's important to have certain elements to your website. What is something that when somebody goes to a website and Is it something? Is it like an audition, a voiceover audition, where you've got to grab somebody in the first 3 seconds, and that's like, oh, okay, this has either a lots of functionality, or it's just visually stunning, and isn't that really important? But it can't be visually not compelling, or it shouldn't be messy, and we've seen those.
So I think once you hit a certain level of professionalism, so if a website looks professional, the aesthetic becomes secondary unless you have a really strong brand. So there's a site that we just did for Frank Stecky, and it's all about, he's a producer's secret weapon. And so it's super designed out. There's a desk and a chair and a folder and all kinds of sticky notes on there, and it's really, really strong aesthetic. So if someone's brand is a huge part of what they do and their voice, then maybe it's important. But I would say once a site looks good enough, then it's about them being able to hear your demo and contact you. And so someone's going to make a decision probably within about 7 seconds whether they're going to stay or leave. You've got 7 seconds to capture their attention. And so as long as the site doesn't look kind of patched together, then the quality of your demos, what they see next, what you're telling them to do next. And again, on that shot that was behind me before, there was an orange get started button. We're telling people, hey,
take action.
You're interested? Take an action. And we're not saying you have to buy this now. We're saying get started, learn a little bit more. And so it's not intimidating. It's an easy action to take. And so same idea with your voice actor website. You don't have to say, you know, you're going to hire me now, but you can give them an incentive to, or an indication of what you want them to do in a very nice way.
All right, let's take a look at Graham Yates' page here. What do you see here?
Okay, so can you go back up to the top just for a sec? Is there anything above the name Graham Yates and the microphone?
No.
No? Okay. It's funny that there's a large microphone on there, because this is perhaps one of the most polarizing issues for a voice actor website.
Yeah, we know you use a microphone.
Half of the people, they say, whatever you do with my website, I want a microphone on it. The other half say, whatever you do with my website, I do not want a microphone on it. And so it's really personal preference. But I like it says voiceover actor at the top. It's telling people who you are and what you do. You've got those big social media buttons there. That I have mixed feelings about for the reasons that I described. You're giving people the potential to go away. I like the phone number. I like the email. Your demos are above the fold, I think. I think I'm actually in the way. Is there the ability to play them there?
I don't know if we have audio feed right now.
1, 2.
Okay, great. So that's good.
Okay, we won't hear him, but we can see it.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if
it's right there.
Yeah,
okay,
so awesome. That's good. It's all kind of very neutral colors. You've got profile, vocal profile, voiceover description. It's nice to have those descriptors on there. Voiceover industry experience, and those are great keywords right there. One of the things that Google does want to see is content in paragraph form. So it's nice to have bulleted lists and lists separated by a comma, but you also want some kind of natural language paragraphs on there. And so I would recommend maybe fleshing that out a little bit more and giving some longer information. Can you scroll down a little bit? So there you go. There's a bio with essentially what I was talking about. And then can you scroll up a little bit to the bio? All right, so there's a photograph. The photograph is really interesting because someone is going to decide what you sound like by the way you look.
Yeah.
And it's another question we get all the time. Should I put my picture up on the website? Does the face match the voice? Does the face match the brand? And so if there's any question, I would say at least don't put it above the fold. Let someone hear your demos first. Put it on a bio page, put it further down, put it next to your contact information. But if there's any potential for someone to see a picture of you and decide, hey, that's not the voice I'm looking for, or decide this person's going to sound like this and then actually hear that when they listen, even if you don't sound like that, then don't put it.
Mm-hmm.
And then scroll down a little bit. Rates, Contact, Podcast. Nice, Graham Yates. And
is this a one-page website then?
It looks like there's a one-page website. And it,
yeah.
So overall, I'd say it's one of the better ones that I've seen.
Uh-huh.
My suggestions would be add some navigation at the top, because right now there's you're not telling the visitor to do anything, and they kind of have to scroll in order to get through the whole thing. And there's not a call to action. So great, they've listened to your voice. What do you want them to do next? Uh-huh. Hold their hand, guide them.
Right.
There's no contact form, and so for the reasons that I described earlier, it's a good idea to have a contact form. And those social media buttons, I would maybe shrink them down or put them in the footer. Mm. So
at the bottom.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But overall, good job. I like
nice.
It.
All right, let's go to the next one. Laura Wilson Atkinson. At Laura Atkin Wilson's, laurenatkinsonvo.com.
And something else which is extremely important, both for users and for search engines, is for the website to be responsive. So yes. Being able to drag it larger and smaller in a window, look at it on a tablet and look at it on a cell phone and have it function correctly and not have to pinch and zoom, that's really important. So usually when I'm critiquing websites, I'll actually drag them larger and smaller and make sure that they reformat correctly.
Well, Laura's domain name I have a question about too. It's laurenatkinson_vo.com. That seems like maybe not the best choice to have an underscore in your domain name. What do you think?
I don't think it's an underscore because you...
It is.
It is? And it loaded?
No, it didn't load.
Okay.
It
might be a typo.
So there's something called ICANN, which is the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And they bring standards down, or they set standards, and then they... All registrars who register domain names have to follow by their guidelines, and they don't allow underscores.
They're not permissible. Okay.
Right.
So is it without Andrew? Is it just all one word?
Here it is. Yeah.
Okay.
All one word. Gotcha. Right. So that might have been a keyboard flub when it was pasted into the show notes or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's all one word, laurenatkinsonvo.com. Perfect.
Okay.
That's a
cool.
Good domain, right?
All right. Let's take a look at it from the top here.
Okay. And I just want to quickly talk about domain names.
Yeah.
So when choosing your domain name, keep in mind the following things. You generally want it to be short, memorable, and easy to spell, and have something to do with what you're doing. But that's actually the last one in terms of priorities for me. So more than three words I definitely would not do. Two is better, one is amazing, but almost impossible to get.
Right.
You
could make up a word.
You could.
Flabberman.
Well, and that's what a lot of people do that.
But then you have to spell it.
Right. And spelling is an important one. Interesting side note. So Google, do you guys know what a Google is?
A Google?
Yeah. Do you know why Google is named Google?
No.
No. It's,
I know what a Google is. It's a big number.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's very big number. It's
one followed by 100 zeros.
100 zeros, yeah.
But do you know why Google, why a Google, which is the one followed by 100 numbers, is called a Google?
No idea.
Named after someone named Google?
It's named after Barney Google.
No kidding.
So the mathematician who was naming that set of numbers was trying to figure out what to call it, and he asked his nephew, who was a fan of the cartoon Barney Google, and his nephew said, how about Google? And he ended up naming it a Google. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, when they were naming their company, they wanted to name it after something that represented a large amount of information, which a Google was.
Yeah.
And so Google is actually named after Barney Google. And I was giving a presentation about a year ago, and I mentioned that, and then I was actually at Google and I mentioned it, and a lot of people don't know that.
Even the Googleites themselves.
Even the Googleites.
Google.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Googlers.
Googlers didn't know that.
Revealed the secret.
All right, let's check out Laura Atkinson.
Okay.
Laura Atkinson.
Okay. Scroll up to the top there. Is that the top of the page?
That's the whole page.
Okay. So... The things that strike me first are there's no contact information and there's no contact button. So it's nice that there's navigation home and about, but contacting you after listening to your demos is the single most important thing that someone could do, and they're not going to be sure how to do it. The it says consistently high quality voiceover work at an affordable price, and then it looks like there's a picture of a pie. Is that,
yeah,
is that right?
That looks, or custard or something.
It looks delicious. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Maybe that was
the point. We
ate
breakfast in the car.
Yeah.
I can't read the text, and that's not the fault of the website. It's just I'm looking at the monitor. But if the picture has something to do with it, then okay, good that you're tying that together. The demo, I would actually put above that stuff because, again, that's your most important thing, and not all screen sizes are created equally. So when you're looking on a mobile device, that demo is going to be way down. The picture is going to appear first, then the text, and then the demo much further down.
Okay.
This text right here, this is actually really important. Oh, I just disappeared.
You're there. Don't worry.
Oh, I am? Okay. So
Andrew's trying to follow along.
So this is most likely, and I can't look at the source now. I could later. That's probably an H1 tag. When you're thinking about SEO, there's two large umbrellas. There's on-page and off-page SEO. Off-page is anything you can do off your website to optimize it. On-page is anything you can do on your website to optimize it. And one of those things is utilizing H1, H2 tags. Those are heading tags. They're generally larger and bolder. And Google attributes more weight to the words that appear in there. So consistently high-quality voiceover work at an affordable price. I like that the word voiceover is in there. If you're trying to rank well for affordable price or affordable rates, then that's not a bad keyword to have in there. But it's pretty long. Most H1 tags are, say, between 3 and 6 words. So I would probably shrink it down a little bit and maybe take out consistently because that's not something that a searcher would be looking for.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now we understand the custard pie there. It says... No, you took it off there, Andrew.
Just
put it
go
back.
Keep it on full.
Okay, okay. Perfect. All right, not too salty, not too sweet, drizzled with just the right amount of smooth, creamy chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, now I see what it is. It's like a hot chocolate with whipped cream on it.
Yeah.
So a producer that's listening to tons of demos and looking through lots of websites is probably not going to take the time to read that. And so an image like that without context may be confusing. If you're going to use an image like that, and it does look delicious, I would try to figure out a way to incorporate the text in a larger way so that someone gets it right away. They don't have to look at the image and then read through that wall of text. They look and they're like, oh, I get it. Her brand is this, and it relates.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to the next one.
Can you scroll down just a little bit?
One a little bit more.
Is that?
That's her narration demo. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, maybe we can focus on a slightly different element on each page that stands out. But I like that you talked about the H1 tag. That's something I wouldn't have thought of for sure.
And that's super important.
Yeah, that's really great.
All right, now we have Heidi Schneller-Mina.
Heidi'sVoice.com. I like that the domain has just Heidi's voice and isn't HeidiSchneller.com or Heidi Schneller and Mina are words that you're not going to know how to spell right off the top of your head. But HeidiSvoice.com. Anybody should, Heidi is a common spelling, so.
And something that I find is talent will sometimes buy something like Heidi Voice instead of Heidi's Voice.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like that, I would actually recommend buying both and just redirecting one to the other. Because if I meet you in a noisy exhibition floor at a conference and I say, oh, check out my website, HeidiSvoice.com, did I say Heidi or Heidi's? And then do I put an apostrophe? And of course, domain names can't have an apostrophe, but not everybody knows that. So you want to kind of cover your bases. And for the extra $10 a year that it's going to cost you, I would get the extra domain.
That's smart.
Okay, let's take a look at Heidi's site here. Very colorful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It wow. Pops. Okay, I like Contact Me in big, in a big button at the top. The colors is an interesting take on a sound wave, one I haven't seen before, so it's relevant. The photo... I automatically think I know what she's going to sound like because of that photo. And I don't think we have audio now, so we can't actually hear it, but I'm making an assumption, and there's no demo there, right? So it's further down.
The demos are at the bottom.
Yeah.
They need to be more prominent, don't they?
So those demos should be prominent. I like how it's broken up kind of into little different sections, but I think that the photo... should probably go lower down. And then the cartoons, that's a really cute picture. And I feel like that could be her brand, even if the sound is similar and she does, animation and character work. But it feels very different than the top. So it feels like two different websites. And so I think having some consistency throughout the website is important. And another thing to think about, text within an image cannot be read by Google or any other search engine. And so I don't know if that text is part of the image or not, but you want to be careful, especially if the text has keywords in it that you're trying to rank well for. Make sure that's not a part of an image.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't we go on to the next one here?
We got a lot of them, so let's kind of
keep a lot of cool
printing.
Artwork in that one, too.
Yeah, really.
Okay, the next
Cynthia
one.
Cynthia Eckert Saari. S-A-A-R-I-E. And she decided to go not use her name and her domain. So hers is forevermoreonline.com. That's an interesting choice because that sounds like maybe an old brand or something not related to VoiceOver that she kept. And when she moved to VoiceOver, I'm just guessing, but it sounds like it.
It does kind of sound like that, and we do find that people do that. In general, I like having something that says, it's either your name or it says, hey, I do VO, I do VoiceOver. There's one exception to that, and that's, remember I was talking about off-site ranking factors, things that you can optimize without actually doing something on your website. So the age of the domain is important.
Oh.
If all other things are relatively equal, a website that's older will perform better in the search results.
Oh,
so if you've got this great website that's 15 years old or 20 years old, and it's had something to do with audio all that time, and then you switch it over to VoiceOver, that may not be a bad thing. But overall, if you're picking a new domain name, I agree with you, George. I think it should be either about you, the person, or mention VoiceOver.
Gotcha.
All right.
What's something else from that webpage that stands out?
I can't. Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Photo is prominent.
The photo is prominent. I can't read the white text on the buttons, and I think that's again because I'm looking on the monitor.
It's
but
cursive. It's a little tough to read. You can't just read it right off.
This
the first
is about in contact or the red contact. There.
Got it.
So red on dark red on black, a little hard to read.
So you
contact.
Yeah, and it looks like there's some text up at the top in the upper right hand corner. That's that kind of maroon color. On
it says
on
forevermore.
The And I think it's important when thinking about your aesthetic that functionality should come first, and design and beauty can marry with that. So it doesn't have to be ugly to be functional, but making sure that someone can do exactly what you want them to do on the website without having to try to figure it out. You don't want to have to retrain your user. You want it to be intuitive. And so while I think those buttons are a pretty color mix for a website, and especially something important like talking about your commercial or narration demo, then I think it's a good idea to use something that's easier to read, and the same thing at the top.
Let's go, because we got, let's do
one more.
One more, we got time for one more.
Yep.
All right, cool. What are we going to do next?
We'll do, Nathan Cundiff.
All right, let's get Nathan Cundiff in there.
Nathan Cundiff, vo.com.
Yeah.
All right.
It says who it is and what he does.
And there we go.
Okay, so.
You can make that a little bit bigger there, Andrew.
He's zooming in.
There we go.
Nice. Go back one.
There you go.
So the logo is cute, and I think it looks like there's a heart in there.
There is.
With a sound wave, which I've never seen that combination before.
Yeah,
but it could be a heartbeat also, and so I think that's a very clever take on a
kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it says, giving heart and soul to every word.
That's cute. On the other side, on the top right, or it might be the left, depending on how you're looking at the website, there's a big empty space, and that's a great opportunity to give the user, the visitor, something. Give them your contact information. Give them a demo.
Well, it is there. It's at the top of the page. It says there is a home button and a contact button at the top.
It might be cut off in what you're seeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what I'm seeing, I'm just seeing a big gray area.
Can you get a better crop of that, Andrew? Maybe it's cropped in a little bit, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
He's fixing the crop because it's cropping off a little bit of the screen.
So the logo, one thing to consider is what I was talking about before about text being in an image.
Yeah.
It looks like that whole thing is an image.
Yeah.
And so what does it say? Giving heart and soul to every
word.
A search engine is not going to see that. It's a cute tagline.
Yeah.
So maybe pulling that out of the logo and putting it either in that blank area or a little bit below might be a way of incorporating it on the website so that search engines can actually
there
see
you
it.
Go. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah. Now you see the home and contact. Not on the crop in, but when you go full screen, we got
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we
contact,
go.
Home, contact, Facebook.
Yep, blah, I see blah, blah. It. Can you scroll down a little bit?
But yeah, a lot of negative space, as you were saying.
Yeah. Okay. So I grabbed something earlier from the audience buffet that you guys set out, and I wanted to use it as a pointer. I haven't had the opportunity.
Oh, there
but
go.
I've got this piece of broccoli, and it's green, so I'm not sure if it's actually going to work. Oh,
no, it doesn't. Look at that.
But this
is the right shade of green.
So this is a good opportunity to use it. Over here, we've got one column, two column, and three column. And when you're building a website, you want to think about how it's going to fold. So when you're going into responsive mode, as the screen size gets smaller, things fold so that what's on the left is going to appear first, and then what's in the middle is going to appear next, and what's on the right is going to appear last.
If Andrew zooms in using the zoom buttons further, it should start folding it. Now scroll down, Andrew. Now you see Demos is on top. Dialects is next. Then Ages.
A long list of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it folds down like that. Uh-huh.
And so that's something to think about as you're designing your website.
Uh-huh.
Very good. And how's the broccoli? Okay.
Edible.
All right.
Hopefully. I was sitting on this, so actually I'm not sure I should have done that.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for being with us
and
hanging out with me all weekend. We had a great time.
We did. It was my pleasure.
And thank you for bringing all this great stuff to the voiceover business. This is really useful stuff. All right. Well, we'll try and wrap things up here in a second, and then I can stop talking.
Can I just quickly show this?
Oh, there's one more thing we want to show here. Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
So, one of the things that you may want to think about when you have a relationship with a producer, you're trying to generate a relationship with a client, is that you want to give them something that's relevant to them and they're going to actually want to use. So there's a lot of swag out there that no one is ever going to use. And so at WovoCon, we wanted to create something that was really focused on voice actors. We wanted to make it relevant for them at the conference. They needed to schlep stuff around and to actually be proud to use it. And so we created these bags, and they say,
support fee speech. Hire a voice actor.
And they were a big hit. We're actually going to do t-shirts and some other stuff now. And it's just an example of how you can create something that's relevant to the people that are going to hire you.
Very nice, man.
Excellent. 2 week free pass.
Oh, yes.
One more plug.
One more plug.
Karen, why don't you come over here and say it?
So, for 2 weeks, or you can have a 2 week pass for a voiceover view. You just have to contact us, email us, and we'll give you a code.
Yeah, so you can email us at info@voiceoverview.com or just click on the contact button.
Alrighty.
All right, fantastic. Okay. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, so don't go away.
So old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records, and you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running, and the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon, and the scripts seem a bit dated too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King. Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AntlandProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That dream.
The doors are open right now to register for the ACX Masterclass at acxmasterclass.com. Audible just added Canada and Ireland to the U.S. and U.K. as countries whose residents can play on ACX. But you don't just play on ACX hoping for the best. Learn how to maximize your profit, narrating audiobooks, and minimizing your studio-to-work hours ratio. The registration is closing very shortly. acxmasterclass.com. If you act in the next few hours, you'll save a whole lot on that. So go to acxmasterclass.com. David H. Lawrence, the 17th, and his wonderful classes there. So don't wait to make this year your year to kill on ACX. Register at acxmasterclass.com. and use all his other great stuff at VO2GoGo.com and Camera Ready You and all those other great things that he has over at VO2GoGo.com.
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
Wow. This is VOBS?
They are ribbed for her pleasure.
I don't remember that one being
that one slipping.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to put a little bit of erasing there. It's time to look at what's going on our show over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I took it off the screen.
That's okay.
Next week, we're going to be dark for July 3rd, the day before July 4th. We're
going
to take a night off.
We need to do that.
Especially you.
I need a couple weeks off here. Yeah, so we're moving just a little bit slower. A whole weekend of not sleeping and then driving across the desert and hanging out with all my buds. Yeah, there's not a lot left. But anyway, July 10th,
yes,
the VO doctor, Bill Holmes, will be here.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. An entertaining guy, and we'll go over all sorts of the cool techniques that he teaches his voice act, you know, the voice actors he works with.
Yeah, he'll probably talk about demos, I would imagine.
That would be great. And we're going to have to do another demolition derby one of these days.
We'll
get that one in the works as well. Bring some maybe some agents and some producers in. And
that sounds great.
That sounds like a great idea. Donors of the week.
Donors. Well, we do have Eric Aragone, who is supporting the show. We've got one that just came in from Tracy H. Reynolds. Thank you, Tracy. Scrolling down here, we've got some coming in from, we already saw that. I already said Eric, but I'll say him again because he's. we got one that came in from
Kendall Cooper.
Oh, right. Sweet. Thank you. Another one from, this one is from Patty Gibbons.
Oh, we love you, Patty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patty. Another donation ongoing from, it's so weird how the emails are formatted now from inbox.
Yeah.
Amanda Fellows.
Amanda. All right. Yeah, Amanda Fellows.
She's a sustaining donor, so she donates automatically every month. My dad, George Wood, because it ain't me, so that must be my dad. Sustaining donor. Thank you, Dad. And Brian Page, another sustaining donor of supporter of our show.
We really appreciate it. Look at how much better the show looks because you guys are helping out.
Every week, a little improvements.
Just a little bit, but we made a big leap, and that's the most important thing. Let's see.
What was our intro tonight provided by? Was
John Taylor. That was the original voiceover we had on
I
that.
Love it.
And John's, we miss you, John. Come visit us again. You can, too. We're going to come up with a new intro very shortly, I promise. I promise we're going to do it really soon. Too many things are happening at once. Now's the time to do it. Let's see. What else? What's going on over with you at Edge?
Edge Studio. Well, the new website, edgestudiotechnology.com, we have it rearranged a little bit differently. Now we have our products on there grouped by what your skill level is. So if you're first-time voice actor or new to voiceover, we've got a button dedicated to you. That's for the new to voiceover, and we've got just the things you might want to know about over there under the new to voiceover. Then we also have another section, working actor. So if you click that, it now directs you to the products that you, a working voice actor, might want to see. Andrew, if you click that working voice actor click here link, they'll see what's available under there. And you'll see you've got ways to reach me, to work with me directly. You can get access to our HISS team, our support squad. And you can also get things like acoustic treatment support, audiobook production, and such. And if you're a working pro and you want to design a studio from scratch, there's another link at the top that goes straight to our pro services. So it's a new way to browse the site and get around and find things you're looking for, because we've got so many different ways to serve you over at edgestudiotechnology.com.
Right. And if you need my help, go over to homevoiceoverstudio.com and drop off a specimen of your audio in the specimen collection cup.
Yes.
And I'll be happy to do some analysis of your audio. We got a survey, too. Keep taking the survey, guys. That's really important. And
you want to be here in the studio.
Hey, let's get another shot of this wonderful studio audience as they applaud enthusiastically for being here tonight. If you're going to be in the greater Los Angeles area, email us at theguys@vobs.tv, and we will be happy to accommodate you and feed you. But you also have to bring cookies. Very, very important.
A beard.
And beer. Yeah. Well, Jack always brings the beer. That's makes it all worth it having him here. No, it's just having you here is the best part.
Absolutely.
All righty. Sponsors we need to thank. Vizzy Video Demos.
That's right. Harlan Hogan and VoiceOver Essentials.
Source Elements.
VoiceOver Extra.
VO2GoGo and Rehearsal App.
Antland's Killer Demos.
And our new sponsors, the VO Dojo and Joe Davis from VoiceOver Review and Voice Actor Websites. All right. All righty. Thanks to Marcy for putting up with an incredibly large crowd out here in our backyard. What else? Our producer, Catherine Curran, for booking great guests on here. Jack Daniel. He's here. Antony right here. Is in the air somewhere, flying back to Kalamazoo, Michigan. And of course, our amazing floor director and producer, the one and only Andrew Bushwitz.
Andrew. Thank you, Andrew.
All right. And, of course, Jack DeGolia, who was also at WovoCon.
Well, he is in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true. He is there. He did a nice, really good session on Twisted Wave.
He's really gotten Twisted Wave dialed.
He has. All right. And, of course, Lee Penny for being Lee Penny. All righty. That's going to do it for us this week. Guys, we know it's a hard business out there. Get as much good information as you can. You can always find it here Monday nights here on VoiceOver Body Shop. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Good night, everybody.
All right, is VOBS .tv?
Yeah, it is.
All righty. Just let me know when you're ready.
We're rolling. Before time began, there was VOBS.tv. Watch or else.